AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. It's been a night of last-minute legal moves by the only woman on death row in Georgia. Kelly Renee Gissendonner was scheduled to be put to death at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Her lawyers have unsuccessfully sought stays from both Georgia and the U.S. Supreme Courts. The Supreme Court has just denied a third appeal for a stay of execution. Pope Francis' diplomatic representative in the U.S. even sent a letter to the parole board on behalf of the pontiff, asking for a commutation of sentence. Atlanta Archbishop Wilton Gregory reads from that letter.
Every human being is endowed with an inalienable dignity, and society can only benefit from the rehabilitation of those convicted of crimes.
Gissendonner and a lover were convicted of the 1997 stabbing death of her husband. Taliban fighters have been putting on a show of force after taking a key Afghan city. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Insurgent fighters have been fanning out in and around Kunduz, the first major city they've captured since the 2001 invasion.
Obviously, this is a setback for the Afghan security forces.
Here at the Pentagon, spokesman Peter Cook says the U.S. has confidence those troops can retake the city, but government forces who've launched a counteroffensive have been stalled by roadblocks and ambushes. The U.S. did conduct an airstrike this morning, but a NATO officer says more strikes are unlikely since the city's full of citizens and insurgents. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
19 countries are donating $1.8 billion to the top UN aid organizations to help alleviate the suffering of migrants and refugees in camps near Mideast areas of turmoil. The initiative was organized by Germany. Tropical Storm Joaquin is strengthening in the Atlantic and expected to become a hurricane. This is AP Radio News. Trial dates have been set for the Baltimore police officers charged in the death of Freddie Gray.
The judge granted a postponement request from the prosecution to delay the first trial until November 30th. And then the other trials will take place roughly after the first of the year at 2 to 3 weeks apart.
University of Maryland law professor Douglas Colbert is watching the cases closely.
This is one of those rare events in history, frankly, where police officers are facing what appears to be a committed prosecution.
Gray is the black man who died while in police custody a week after he was handcuffed, shackled, and put in a police van. A judge has signed a divorce decree for Alabama Governor Robert Bentley and former First Lady Diane Bentley, quietly concluding the couple's 50-year message. She filed for divorce, saying their marriage had suffered an irretrievable breakdown. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.